Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
We are counting down the days until camp arrival. Training camp right around the corner for the Dallas Stars and the NHL. Welcome, everybody, to another offseason edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Really excited to be joined by our NHL and Stars insider, Sean Shapiro, in just a moment. Of course, you know this program, title sponsored by the On Time Experts. And today I'm going to talk about maintenance because I think maintenance is really important. Everything seems to be working all right, but I want to make sure that you get that AC unit cleaned, because after what's been happening here with the weather, there's been a lot of pressure on that unit. And you can lessen that pressure and get rid of dirt, grime, dust. These are the things that clog up your system. These are the things that make it less efficient. And honestly, these are things when you need a new AC system, if you had regular maintenance, that your system would probably last longer. The on-time experts can take care of you. I loved it when they did it to me because it was a thorough inspection, every single part. And then they came down, sat me down, talked to me about parts. They had a video, they had pictures. And basically there was one part that needed to be fixed. And they could have said, Gavin, you need to replace that. I probably would have replaced it because it's my HVAC unit. But they said, it's testing well right now, but now we know if something goes wrong with your AC, that's what we're going to look at first. And that's the kind of guaranteed service that you're going to get, because they want you happy at the on-time experts. They support local hockey and DFW, so you should support them. Proud sponsor, obviously, of Spits and Suds. Proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars. They're equally excited that hockey is coming back. They were the title sponsor for our event at Boomer Jack, so support them. The on-time experts, same-day service guaranteed. If anything happens, remember, plumbing or heating or AC, they can take care of you. Same day service guaranteed. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. He is a terrific writer from Shap Shots. That's his Substack, where you can support Sean, and I always encourage that. Also, what a book, man. I got to really dive into it even more on my plane ride to go see my folks. We win here. And it was just such an easy read. And it was great because I know both Stephen and Sean. I felt as though they were having a discussion right in front of me as I was reading their words. So terrific book, We Win Here. Also, despite being on vacation, we had a new episode of Algorithmically Incorrect with Robert Tiffin of StarsThoughts.com, also of NHL.com. He also writes for D Magazine and Elite Prospects. The list goes on and on. Welcome back, Sean Shapiro. My only disappointment is that Algorithmically Incorrect, I believe, was taped prior to your arrival, because I wanted to see Sean Shapiro in Mickey ears. Will we see that on a future episode?
I don't know about the Mickey ears, but yeah, okay. We taped that ahead of time because we were definitely we were in a spot where we were making sure we got something done for everybody, and very happy that we did. And I appreciate Robert for being so flexible on the timing of that, because I had the kids out at in Orlando at Disney, and they had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And it would have been hard to would have been a hard sell to the family to try to not be there for any of the festivities and everything like that. So I'm very happy and happy Robert was willing to be so flexible to help, and we were able to get an episode done. And we got another episode live coming tomorrow, and we are on top of that. and we've got some fun. We got some guests coming back and everything like that. So I'm looking forward to what we're going to do this season with it. So I appreciate the chance to plug it, Gavin.
Absolutely. In fact, Mr. Tiffin joined us two times last week, and it was great. And I would love to say like filling in for Sean, but he's part of the Spits and Suds family. So it was great. We had some great podcasts. I did want a quick follow up to that, because when I was in Key West, I found a skating rink, and hockey was always on my mind. And I remember you penned a great article on finding a skating rink and doing some deep dive research and storytelling when you found one in Hawaii. So on this trip, did hockey in any way float into your mind?
We had, you think about it, right? Like that's something that's always there, but this one was a little bit more of in the moment with the kids. Now, I did see an Orlando Solar Bears commercial on the TV. So I guess there's it always finds ways to hop in there.
I like that.
And, that's what we had, right? That's what we had right there. So
that's awesome. Wanted to, give a quick shout out to Jordan Dutes Dutton. Speaking of Mickey Ears, he was the 2023 ECHL Trainer of the Year for the Allen Americans. And I bring that up because Dutes was just hired by the Anaheim Ducks. And kudos to him. He is a terrific guy. We had him on Spits and Suds. He had some great stories. And that really is an unheralded position as far as NHL positions, the equipment manager and all that they do for the players and the organization.
Yeah, and it's one of those jobs where pipeline-wise, right, how do you make the NHL? Like, you got to work your way up through the bus leagues and everything.
Yeah.
Like, stories that sometimes those equipment guys have that even the guys who reach the NHL never have, because more and more like these, this is not to look down on any minor league, but less and less guys with how the game is scouted now, less and less players go from the ECHL to the NHL, but it's still the pipeline for the equipment guys and all the support guys and everything like that. So congrats obviously to him getting from Allen up to Anaheim. And it's definitely a different league going from the bus league in the ECHL to work in an NHL bench. So congrats to him.
Yeah, he was a longtime Americans employee. So congratulations to a real good guy, Dutes. Okay, I sent this to you as we near training camp, and I thought this was really interesting, kind of an organic topic. The top three things that I felt need to go right for our stars to be successful. And here's my top three, Sean. First, to me, was special teams. And I say that because of the struggle on 5-on-5 that the Stars had specifically in the playoffs. And I just felt as though, like, if you look at the team on paper as of right now, that 5-on-5, I don't know if that scoring is going to turn the corner. So that was my first point. My second point has to do with 5-on-5 being healthy. And to turn that corner, you need a healthy Roope Hintz. You need a healthy Tyler Seguin and other people to stay healthy. Mikko Rantanen would be another. So the health of the team would be my number two. And my number three, he was ranked 7th in NHL as far as goalies. I need Jake Oettinger to move back into that top five. A nice, solid year, and I think it's a very motivated Jake Oettinger coming off of last year. I think that will make a big difference for the Stars. So those were my top three. I wanted you to comment on that, and if you wanted to add any.
Yeah, I think Tyler Seguin's health comes up a bit too, just because whether deserved or not, it's something that whether it's right or wrong, Tyler Seguin's health is going to have a big kind of impact on this. I would also put kind of year two of Glenn Gullitson. I think there's
a level. A good one. Yeah.
Like, I think, can Glenn Gullitson go and take a next step here and kind of better implement his vision and kind of move down that way. So I think that is a, I think that's another one I would put up there. Yeah, that's the Sagan health thing is really interesting because I think that's the whole, like, what, I mean, again, we can both agree when Tyler played last year, he was pretty good. Right.
Yes.
And then he got hurt and that kind of got, things kind of derailed, obviously health wise for him. But if he can be himself or what he was last year and kind of, he doesn't have to, and kind of find that, it solves a lot of these, not all of them, but some of these forward problems, right? Where, like, I know right now the whole, we get all caught up in the left wing depth and everything like that. But if you have Tyler Seguin there and you have him playing a little bit better and have him playing in a way that fits his, what he did before he got hurt, you can shuffle some things around. You can move some centers to play wing. All of a sudden you have a lot more kind of viability there. And so I know it's funny that we go to, like, because Seguin was supposed to be the face of this franchise forever ago, right? And then kind of how life changed and everything like that. But it's kind of funny how we've kind of circled back to now he is such a big focal point to success now for this team.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great point. Congratulations to Wyatt Johnston, because he made NHL Network's top 20 centers, and I'm going to list them and where he falls, and we'll let Sean comment on the list, who he thinks should be higher, and if it's a fair ranking for Wyatt Johnston. But once again, to me, center is that premium position in the NHL, so you're going to hear amazing names, and I think for Wyatt Johnston to be included on that list, a big stick tap to Wyatt Johnston. So, as the NHL Network listed, it's Connor McDavid as number one, Nathan MacKinnon at two, Macklin Celebrini at three, Leon Draisaitl at four, Alexander Barkov at five, and then it goes Jack Eichel of Vegas, Sidney Crosby of Pittsburgh, Austin Matthews of Toronto, Nick Suzuki at the Habitants de Montreal, Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils. And as you can tell, this list is just stacked with great players. Mark Scheifele at 11, Sebastian Aho at 12 of the Carolina, Tim Stützle, who I think is going to have a breakout year for Ottawa. Not that he hasn't had a great year already or a great career. Leo Carlson comes at 14. And that's one of the questions I had, Sean, is Leo Carlson there yet? Nico Hischier at 15 from the New Jersey Devils. Connor Bedard, has he been healthy enough to be number 16? Then it goes Braden Point of Tampa. Wyatt Johnston comes in at number 18. But here's the good thing, Stars fans. He is ahead of Tage Thompson, who had just a monster year for Buffalo, and then the veteran Dylan Larkin, who just year after year puts up good numbers. Sean, what do you think of the list? And honestly, like, I can understand some maneuverability, but the fact that Wyatt Johnston is listed on this list of all these players, I think, says a lot about the 23-year-old.
Was Marty Nitsches on that list?
Marty Nagus is not on this list.
I know he plays on the wing in Colorado with,
yeah,
plays with MacKinnon, but so, like, where do we treat Marty Nagus? Like, how do we,
if we're listing him as a center, I think he's in the top 20.
Exactly. That's why I was kind of curious of where they must have had him on the wings list, I guess, then if he played more on the wing, but I think he's All right, Let's play this out, Gavin. Let's think about it. I would probably have Wyatt Johnston a little bit higher than 18. I would probably have him in the 15 to 16 range, I would think. Let me try to do this. I know I just heard your list, so I'm going to try to go through this list, and maybe you and Greg can help me keep track as I go through here. McDavid would be one. MacKinnon would be two. You'd go Draisaitl three. I would go Celebrini four right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Barkov five, and I'm a big Barkov fan. I realize that might be a little... I'm a huge Barkov fan. Crosby probably at six still. Probably Eichel and Hughes probably back to back there. We're at like seven and eight, right? I think.
Yeah, so that by those measures, you'd probably drop Austin Matthews down a little bit.
Like, I got Suzuki, Scheifele, and Matthews, like, all together in that group right there.
Basically what they are, yep.
Yeah, and then I would probably have, if we're considering Marty Natchez as a winger, I'd probably not have him on the list. But if he's a center, we're probably putting him in that group with Aho, Natchez, and Johnston. And I think... And then probably Stützle as well. I am like, Bedard is so like, if Connor Bedard doesn't have the hype and the draft status, is he on the top 20 right now?
No. And
that's kind of where I go, look, he's going to be a really good player. He's 21. He was more than a point per game guy last year for the first time in his career. He's been on a really bad Blackhawks team. I think for his career, he's like negative 100 plus minus. Sorry. and now part of that has been a really bad Blackhawks team. And so I, once again, it comes back to these lists, right? Are you talking about when you talk about top 20 right now and everything like that? I think when you look at these lists and where things go and how it all works, I think Johnston to me is in the teens, and that's where he should be, but he's probably should be a little higher. And that's kind of, as you kind of heard my thought process as I went through that. Also, like, this is right now is how healthy is Roope Hintz for the quote unquote right now? Like, where would Roope Hintz be on this list? If you're talking about, where things go, and where would if I could tell you they'd be completely healthy, where was Braden Point on this list, Gavin?
Yes,
he was right there. Yeah, like he was. I believe he was probably
right ahead of Wyatt Johnson.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I would have him above both Bedard. I would have Point above both Bedard and Carlson. So, like, would you take, if I could tell you they would be healthy, would you take Roope Hintz and I guarantee you they're going to be healthy and play 82 games, would you take a Roope Hintz or Connor Bedard right now? Just from I want to be very clear, right now trying to win a Stanley Cup this year, not necessarily the long-term plan, because I when you go and say, hey, right now, I think that changes the list, because this list is, if we're going long-term projectable, Sidney Crosby will be lower because at some point Father Time's going to get Sidney Crosby, right? So yeah. Those are my thoughts on it as we kind of go through it here.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I think there's a case to be made. Tage Thompson could rise on the list too. He's a heck of a player. Size alone is amazing. Just a great player. And it is interesting. I mean, we say this a lot on the podcast as far as the interchangeable parts, and Marty Natchez is a perfect example. And yeah, I mean, centers move out to wings more than they ever have been.
Tage Thompson to me is a wing, and Tage Thompson is someone for me who is just so unique, right? Like, we haven't had, you know, this is a, and maybe he should be higher on this list or whatever, but like, what Tage Thompson has done the past, I know there was the bit of the dip 2 years. There was like that 94 point season a couple years back. And, but then like last year, he comes back and has I think he was a point per game guy last year. I think he was more than a point per game guy in the playoffs. We've never seen someone successfully, consistently play at Tage Thompson's size in the modern era, right? Like, that's at center, right? Like, it's
correct. You're absolutely right. The one that couldn't stay healthy that comes to mind, turned out to be a bad contract for the Stars, was Martin Hansel.
Yeah. Well, or even like you think about big players and big by their size and everything like that. Like, Tage Thompson is like 3 inches taller than Eric Lindros was.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so it's the whole, like, people don't realize how big Tage Thompson is. I think partially because of how big everyone else has gotten, right? Like the average height, like Eric Lindros was, I remember watching Eric Lindros play. He was also just such a behemoth because goalies were still like 5'10", right? So Thompson to me, maybe he's the one, as we're talking this out loud, maybe he's the one just on the raw uniqueness and what he brings. Maybe he should be a little higher as I kind of think about my own rankings. But I do think there's the 80s kind of where he is. I guess my list of right now versus long-term bets are two different things, because I think if you're doing long-term future play and bets on things of like who's going to have the longest interim impact on a franchise, Bedard and Carlson are probably in the right spot. But because this is right now, I think they're a bit too high. So I hope that makes sense.
It totally does. We love at Spits and Suds when you guys get involved and ask us questions. And Chris Barnard came up with one for Sean on today's podcast. Sean, any PTOs you'd be interested in seeing the Dallas Stars bring in this year? There are some interesting names out this year. Toivonen, Michael Bunting still out there. Patrick Laine is interesting. You know, there are just various players. I'm just waiting to catch on with the team.
Yeah, I don't know why Tolvin isn't signed yet. I wonder if he's like, to me, he's the one that if I'm Dallas, I would work on signing right now. I think there's a, maybe I'm a little bit higher on him than others. But to me, he's still a potential. He has the shot of a 20 goal scorer. And this is a Dallas Stars team that needs to replace quite a bit of goals after Maverick Bork left and some other moves, right? Like, so there's like, to me, Tolvanen is one that I would be highly intrigued in. I guess you could talk about, like, I mean, Patrick Laine is, I think there's an intrigue about there, but I don't think it would be the right fit for Dallas, honestly. Like Michael Bunting is like still unsigned, right? I thought we never really had a good like look at what he was gonna
13
be last
games.
Year in Dallas, right. And only played the one game in the playoffs, and like I guess with Bunting the reality is like, while he only got 13, like in his, he's never really been a playoff performer either, right? Like he was always that guy where you're like, oh man, he plays that playoff style, but the numbers never really backed that up. So clearly, I think if the Stars were going to bring back Bunting, they would have done it already.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the whole the reality after the trade and everything like that. I thought he was actually good in the, In the one playoff game, I thought he was actually pretty good.
The goals that they scored was because of him. Yeah, you're right.
But obviously, also I'm assuming that I don't know for sure, but you look at like the kind of you read the tea leaves on things. If he was really a guy that Glenn Gullitson really wanted, Glenn probably would have said something to Jim Nill, and he probably would have played him more. So.
Yeah, another intriguing one, Vladimir Tarasenko. He's a cup winner, 47 points last year for the Minnesota Wild. That's an intriguing pickup, I think, for somebody at some point.
Yeah, I mean, Logan Stanley still floating around too?
I think he is.
Like, because that's another intriguing PTO. Like, if he hasn't signed yet, I'm looking up whether Logan Stanley is signed.
Yeah. No, so, you're right. Like, in fact, the hockey news, it's kind of funny. It says from the title is, they put this out this morning, from $25 million to a PTO, Logan Stanley remains unsigned.
Yeah. Yeah, you always get guys. And then, like, there's Alex Chazon, obviously, in his career, made an entire career on turning PTOs into opportunity. So
right.
There's something there. They're possible. I think the Stars are kind of where they're at right now. So.
Yeah, it is kind of fascinating because, You know, I mean, Adam Ernie was a guy who played, pivotal may be too strong, but I mean, Adam Ernie was certainly in the mix in a big way last year for the Stars at times.
Good story, right? Like, not pivotal is probably a bit of a stretch.
Sure, but like, absolutely.
You know what? Still went from AHL only the year before to playing getting more than half the Stars' regular season's games, I think. If he had maybe played, 50 games? So, like, problem is with, I guess it's, we're about a month from camp, right, Gavin? Or actually, we're about a month from the season starting, roughly.
Yeah.
So, I think the problem as we're kind of going through, and I can't help but wonder on this PTO part of this stuff, Gavin, is because teams only play 4 preseason games, are GMs saying, I don't need as many PTO guys because I don't need to fill 7 games of preseason anymore? I wonder if that's a reality too.
No, I think that's a great point. And Chris, hopefully we answered that question for you. And if you guys would like to ask a question on a future podcast, you can hit us up on Twitter at Sean Shapiro, at GJ Spittle. Happy to bring it on to the podcast. I wasn't kidding when I said my plane ride was fulfilled with We Win Here. And it was just more of a deeper dive. Like I wanted to end on this positive note. Like, I just like what I love about the book is that you can just put the book down and you can just read a chapter at a time. And I love the title, Retire 18, You Cowards. And it's a really interesting story of someone currently with the organization and Maxime Fortunas, as far as the Texas Stars and retired numbers. And you guys jumped into the mix with various statistics and everything, and that, you know, if he goes into the AHL Hall of Fame, yes, there is an AHL Hall of Fame, then he probably would have to get, you know, his number retired. But, you know, I love that chapter. And then the other chapter, which reminded me of that there's more than just the Dallas Stars. What AHL and basically minor fan bases have to go through. And the chapter is called the Matt Fraser Memorial Power Play. And you guys tell the story of how, like, we think Tyler Seguin was just such an awesome trade for the Dallas Stars. Meanwhile, down in Cedar Park, Matt Fraser was a beast on the power play. And you guys went on to write that Texas Stars fans were really upset. How dare you trade Matt Fraser to the Boston Bruins?
Yeah, that was kind of funny to see the reaction to that, because there was definitely some Texas Stars season ticket holders who told Steven and I at the time about how disappointed they were that the Stars made that trade, because, like, what are we doing here? And obviously, it's at the end of the day, it is the GM's job to worry about whether the NHL team wins or versus the AHL team. And I think it's a good kind of reminder of sports fandom are fascinating. And it's also an interesting reminder of, like, how the AHL works and, like, the job that Toby Peterson has now and the job he has down there. You're supposed to try to win, right? And that's why the name of the book is We Win Here. And I believe the Texas Stars have put more of an emphasis on winning every single time, every game for the Texas Stars. You know, the more important game is happening in Dallas that night. And I think that's I always found it interesting going from, and I don't even, are the Round Rock Express, are they affiliated with the Rangers or
Texas Rangers? Yeah. Okay. AAA, like, is Round Rock Express. Frisco is the Double A.
Because, like, when I was living in Austin, I found it interesting how I found a very interesting vibe difference of how the Texas Stars, the management, the coaches wanted to win still. And minor league baseball, I got the opposite feel of that, where, like, you'd talk and, like, I was kind of a little bit stunned going from Texas to Round Rock. And this is more of a baseball thing. I want to be clear, not a Rangers thing. This is just a baseball thing. How it didn't really matter. Minor league baseball, there's no emphasis on winning or losing, right? It's about it's all about do we get enough pitches and the pitches for this prospect? Do we get enough at bats for this guy? There's not really anything on winning or losing. And it's why minor league baseball fans, I think, those are the real ones, because they're rooting for a team that at the end of the day
isn't trying to win. They're not trying to lose either. But like, I always found that a fascinating dichotomy. And we didn't write about that in the book, but you kind of talk about it and where things go and kind of the differences. And I can't help but think about that as we kind of speak out loud about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll continue to like dive in and, you know, I skimmed it because I always like to promote it and it is a great book, but I do love their short chapters and their great stories. And I guess the best compliment I can give on the book is I felt as though, and you know, I know your voices. I felt as though you guys were talking to me and telling stories. And it's really cool. And it's still very relevant. That's the thing. I was reading it and I was picking up nuggets. I was highlighting some stuff on the plane. So I just wanted to get that plug in for Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Sean was a big part of it, but you know, always love to plug our friend who came up for our Spits and Suds event from 100 Degree Hockey, Stephen Meserve. Like, he gives us so much information as far as what's happening in Texas. So please, it's like a must follow for Stars fans. Doesn't cost you any money. 100 Degree Hockey. And Stephen fills you in on what's happening in Texas. Yep. And there are a lot of important things happening in Texas that affect the big club.
Yeah, 100%. So follow Stephen, read the book. I really appreciate everyone who's read it and talked about it. So you too, Gavin, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we will not have Mickey Ears on Algorithmically Correct tomorrow, but a new episode will be released with Robert Tiffin. Maybe I'll have to go out and purchase some, and maybe someday we can get Sean at our next event to don those sweet Mickey ears. But it is awesome to hear his voice. It is awesome to get his insight. And before we know it, we'll be back with preseason, regular season, camp talk, and more. Sean, you're a beast. We'll talk to you later in the week. Always great to do a podcast with you.
Always fun, Gavin. I really appreciate it and look forward to doing it again later this week.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. Hey, you guys have ridden the Spits and Suds train this off season. We truly appreciate you. Remember to support the on-time experts. Thanks to producer Gregory Finley. Once again, you can follow Sean at Sean Shapiro. You can support Sean through his Shap Shots. He writes articles and information all the time. You get great insight on the Dallas Stars and the NHL. That's Shap Shots. That's his Substack. He also writes for Elite Prospects, so make sure you follow Elite Prospects, as Sean will be doing more and more for them. So he's got a lot going on. For producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.